this kingdom alone shall reign supreme and be superior and shall reign throughout eternities of the eternity. There shall never be an end to it. When we get out of this space called time, and when everything is accomplished in time, we will see things in the kingdom of God, in this everlasting kingdom. We'll see things, we will be astounded. You can imagine why those angels that's flying around the throne, they're saying constantly, holy, holy, holy. And somebody said they sins are side a part of God they never seen before. Every time they fly around, they see something they ain't never seen. They say, holy. Now that'd be something if we go for somebody to do that for 100 years. That'd be something, wouldn't it? But we just can't. I should say that. It's kind of hard to wrap our mind around that, for somebody to do that throughout the eternity of the eternity. They're seeing something they never seen before. What did God want us to understand? You want to get a revelation? You have been really drawn to a God that is too much. The devil don't even have a blink of an eye. But we must get this in our hearts and renew our minds and walk in the light of it. In this life, because Satan is constantly, and so you need to be aware, but not focusing on and dwelling on, but you just need to be aware of it. You need to be aware and understand why things, see, people speak out of confusion because they don't have light. Why things are happening, this earth atmosphere, Adam did it. They wasn't here. But this atmosphere around you is filled with demons and evil spirits. And they look real cute. They dress nice. They got a lot of money. Got lots of things. They got lots of influence. They're in high places. And then when it comes to you, they don't want you to be just dedicated to the Lord. They constantly mess with you, trying to get you distracted so you won't read your Bible, you won't attend church, you won't pray, you come with all kinds of excuses. And they try to bring into your thinking, this is boring, but when you get over in this realm and begin to live and flow in it, you find out this is the only way to live. This is when I found true freedom. That's why they constantly pulling at you, finding fault of peoples and things. And, you know, if you can poke fun at somebody else and talk about them, they love that because you're distracted from what you're supposed to be doing and who you are. You ought to be constantly telling yourself, I am who God says I am. I can do what God says I can do. I'm doing what God says for me to do. I am strong. So let me read on. This confession changed our lordship. Did you hear what it said? When you confess Jesus as Lord, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead. This confession changed our lordship. Did you get that? It defines our position. And see, this is why so many people are back and forth. They don't know their position. I know it. I know that I'm a son of God. I don't think. I don't try to be. I know. It defines my position. I'm one with the Lord. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I'm a child of God. We're king kids. We're in the family of the redeemed. Royalty belongs to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This confession of the Lord Jesus immediately puts us under the care, under the protection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And see, that's why you shouldn't be moved. You remember what he said in 2 Timothy 1:7? You remember that? Know what he said? God has not given us the spirit of what?
Fear.
But of what?
Power,
love,
sound mind.
Power, love. Love never fail. Power. In Psalm 91, Amplified Bible said, against who power, no foe can withstand. No foe. Power, love, and a sound mind. Your mind is not twisted up, wavering, worried, confused. You're sound, solid. Sound mind. You know Jesus is Lord. You know he'll never leave you. I don't care if all hell break loose, I'm fine. Because hell ain't in me, Jesus is in me. And hell can't overcome what's already been conquered. And hell been conquered by the Lord Jesus. And that Jesus that conquered hell, death, hell, and the grave, right here. Right there. And we confess that when all look like everything falling apart. No, you're not. You may be falling apart, but I'm put together.
Amen.
Can't be moved. And when the dust settles, all that junk you were doing is just blown away. Here I stand. Hadn't been moved. Anchored.
Yes.
I'm anchored in that what? Solid rock. I shall not be moved. So he says it puts us, confessing the Lord Jesus immediately puts us under the care and protection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our shepherd. Still reading, then we're moving on. We have confessed him as Lord, so we can go a step further and confess him as shepherd. He's not only my Lord, he's my shepherd. What did the psalmist say? The Lord, who is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in burned up brown pastures. Green pastor, he leadeth me where? He leadeth me beside still waters. I mean, you remember what was that? I don't know where we were, but you were telling me how those kids, I think you had a couple of our grandkids with us, they went down to swim, and these kids couldn't swim. They just jumping in the water, just splashing water everywhere. And they couldn't swim, but they had that water trouble. Boy, did they ever have it trouble. And you come along, you can see, said, boy, that water been rippled there. Amen. But he said he calls us to do what? Pass by, abide, lead us by still water. That means nothing out of order. It's calm, peaceful. I confess him as my Lord. I confess him as my shepherd. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.